We're up to Simen Pei Tes Sif Beis. Okay, so we discussed yesterday the Zman Shachris. Now the Simen is going to go into things that are Mutter and Aser before davening in the morning. So today we'll do Sif Beis. Sif Beis discusses, let's go through the Gemara. Based on the Gemara Brachos Yudali. Gemara Brachos says, Amar Rav, Kohanosim Shalom Lachaver Kodim Shiespadal Kilo Asao Bama. One who gives shalom to his friend before davening shachris, it's as if he turned his friend into a mizbeach l'avodah zara. Okay, based on the Gemara brings down a pasuk, b'menech shavu, which literally means like, what is your friend considered? Like, why are you approaching your friend before you're approaching God?
What about your children?
Hold on. So then it says, the Gemara says, don't read it. Bama eda bama. You turn your friend into a bama. Okay, let's go through the sugya and maybe children will be answered. So then Rosh Hashanah says, wait a second. We learned, we spent a lot of time in Simon Samuk Vav, and the first mission, second parak of Brachos, talks about whom you are allowed to greet in the middle of Brachos Kriyashma. That's before Shema and Esrei. So that whole sugya should not be shayach at all. So, but we have a Mishnah. So the Mishnah is against this memra of Rav. And then Rabbi Abba comes to the defense of Rav and says, what Rav is talking about is b'mashkim l'pischo. When you go out of your way to knock on your friend's door, we'll get more into the details in a minute, but you go out of your way before davening, instead of going to shul, you knock on your friend and give him a big shalom aleichem. That's what the Gemara is talking about. That's not what the Mishnah. Second parak is you're in shul, and you come to him, he comes to you, however it works exactly, but it's not necessarily related to what Rav is speaking about. Okay, I'm going to run through a few of the Rishonim, then we see it's not a difficult sugya in Lumdus, I don't think. It's just, this is like a lot of different opinions flying around. You have to be Mesudah. So we're not going to be Mesudah yet. We're just going to throw out the opinions, and then we go through the Shachanach. We'll try to put it all together so that it makes sense and we understand what's going on. So Rabbi Yonah brings down two opinions. Tamid Rabbi Yonah bring down the Rabbanei Provancia, and they say, Mashkin, when you go to your friend's house, it's going to be Aser only to mention the word Shalom. Meaning, we greet someone, Shalom Aleichem. It's not by accident. Okay, the Gemara says, and the brachos, the boaz, and the masakin, to greet people with Shem Hashem. So we don't use Mama Shem Hashem, but we use Shalom, which is also a form of a Shem Hashem, as we've been discussing, right, in the bathroom and on letters and over the last couple of weeks. Okay? Rabbeinu Yonah himself says, when you go out of your way to someone's house to knock on the door, it doesn't matter what term you use. Even if you don't say Shalom Aleichem, you can say good morning. Safra demaratav, a good morgan. Whatever you say, it's going to be us. So you're going out of your way, instead of going to shul, go to your friend's house to greet him in the morning, and that's not acceptable. Okay, these are shitas harishonim. Those are 2 days brought down Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, when you go to his house and it's us, or is it only us to use the word shalom, or it's us no matter what word you use? Rabbeinu Yerucham wants to say that when a Gemara talks about shalom, it doesn't mean using the word shalom. Using the word shalom, he seems to say, is okay. It means bowing. Don't bow before davening. Which is interesting, because I find sometimes, we're going to discuss that. You know, when you're like kind of walking to shul, no psukah de zimra, you bump into someone. So you can't say, okay, shalom, we're discussing if you're allowed to say that. You can't say good morning, you can't say good Shabbos. So sometimes you give like a bow. So that's the worst thing you can do. Okay. Okay, we're gonna. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's see. And then there's a Ravid. And Ravid says that the lashon brought down over here is tzafra demara tav, which is a good morning to tzafra is morning, tav is tav, tov, good. Demara is like master, you know, good morning, sir, right. So the term good morning, sir, the Ravid says is recommended. Why? Because it's not how you normally greet someone. Normally you greet someone Shalom Aleichem. And when you change the terminology, you will remember that, hey, I shouldn't get too caught up with my buddy because I didn't daven yet. Which means, I mean, we'll get to that. It only works if it's unusual. If I'm a person who says good morning in the morning, okay, which many of us Americans say good morning, so then the good morning, the halacha good morning is not necessarily going to help, because it's not different than I usually do it. It's not different than the good morning I give after davening, and it's not going to remind me that I haven't davened yet. Okay, that's just four different shitas rishon. Let's go through the Shulchan Aruch and try to put it all together. Okay, pay test days. Kevin shegiya zman tefila. Once the zman tefila comes, okay, which the Mishnah Berurah says is from Omer HaShachar, Alos HaShachar. Also, la'odim l'haktim l'pesach chaveiro. You're not allowed to go to your friend's house. Litein lo shalom, to give him shalom. Why? Now you see that the emphasis here is on the word shalom. Bishum d'shmo shekarish baruch hu shalom, because Hashem's name is shalom. And therefore, you're greeting your friend before you're greeting Hashem with the name of Hashem. But you're allowed to tell him good morning. Okay, so it sounds like from here, it's not true, as we shall soon see. Sounds like if you go knock on the door, you can say good morning. You just can't say shalom. Okay? Like the Rabbanei Provencher. Okay, let's see some Mishnah Berurahs. Sivkat and Tess. Now this is a big, Sivkat and Tess is a whopper, because most of us don't go knocking on our friend's door necessarily before davening, but look at Sivkat and Tess. V'hu Adin, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting many Migdolei Poskim, Im Holech Bebeis HaKnesses Mimokom HaKavur Lo Lomokom Chaver Olitam Lo Shalom. I'm sitting in my seat, and I see my friend comes in, and I go out of my seat to go greet him. That's like knocking on his door in the morning. That's going to be highly problematic. Now, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, only problematic if you use the word shalom. But if you say good Shabbos, or you say good morning, it's going to be okay. That's not so true. Let's see. L'Pesach Havero. Even if it's someone that you have to be mechabed, your father or your Rebbe, because your father or your Rebbe don't take precedence over Hashem. Okay, the continuation is also important, but we're going to skip it for now. We'll try to remember to go back to it. Sifkatin Yud Aleph, Nishmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. Vein Roi L'Hazki Shmo Al Adim L'Chadu Kodesh Mechabit Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're going to use Hashem's name to Mechabit your friend before you Mechabit Hashem by davening. Okay, so from the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch over here, it sounds like it's only a problem using the word Shalom. Okay, but now the Shulchan Aruch himself clarifies. The afilu zeh, even this, where you're going to your friend's house, you're not allowed to say shalom, but you're going to use another term, you're going to say good morning. It's only when you need to go to your friend's house for a different reason. Or you're in the Azor of your friend's house. And I didn't dafka go from my house to his house to say hello to him. I had to look at something. The Mishnah Berurah points out, well, you can't go working at, if you're the plumber, you can't go working at your friend's house before you daven. That you know how to do. But you can go look at something. So I'm in the Azor of my friend, and therefore I go visit him, and I say hello. Not with a lashon of shalom, with a lashon of good morning. The whole purpose of going is to greet the person. You're not even allowed to say good Shabbos. You're not allowed to say good morning. You're not allowed to say anything. You're not allowed to go specifically to greet someone in the morning. It's not with any lashon. This is something that, you know, is relevant. It's definitely relevant. It comes up a lot. Okay, so what comes out of the Shulchan Aruch is to specifically go to your friend's house just to greet him is aser. Who I did to go from my makom kavua and shul to my friend's makom kavua and shul to greet him is going to be aser with any language. It's only when, let's say my friend sits in the back by the svarim, and I'm going to get a sefer, and I pass by my friend, so then I can greet him without the shame shalom. Because I'm ba'izor, I didn't specifically go to greet him. Okay, so when I have a reason to be near my friend, and then I go over, then I could use a lashon of good morning, but not a lashon of shalom. Now, okay, let's see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatin Yabez, Keshehut Zrach, Rotzalama. Shehut Zrach Alechas Derech Chatzero Shechavero. Bereias Eze Esek. He has to look at something in his friend's Chatzer. Now, the Chatzer is before the house. I don't have to knock on my friend's door to look at something in his Chatzer. In the olden days, chatzer. The agav zeh holich lepischo lomar lo tzofet demar tavim. Right here, I should go say hello to my friend. That's not so bad. I can say good morning. I can't go specifically for that purpose, but if I'm already in the area, I can go over and say good morning, but I can't use the word shalom. So the Bir Halacha has a chilek. What if I'm not going to my friend's chatzer, but I'm just going to my friend's living room, and I'm knocking on the door? Is that better? So there's a tzad over there. Prima Gondam wants to say, if I have to mamish go to my friend's house anyway, mamish to my friend's house, so maybe that's different, maybe that's even better, and I can even say shalom for the Prima Gondam. But in the end, the Bir Halacha on the next page concludes, and I don't know what he concludes. He brings down that it's mutter according to the Prima Gondam. It could be he's siding with the Prima Gondam. It's not so clear to me. He said, "If I'm who mashkin the Pesach harid lulu sham eze esek that agav zeh nosin lagam ki shalom mutter." Can cross our Prima Gadim. So I don't know if that the Bir Halacha is saying mutter, and the Prima Gadim agrees with me. So I'm not sure if he's siding that it's mutter. Not so clear. It could be that's different. It could be it's not. Okay, so there's going to the Azor, the vicinity of your friend, and then because you're already in the vicinity, knock on his door. That's mutter to say hello, good morning, good Shabbos, but not shalom aleichem. And if your mom is going to his house for some purpose, so then yesh mekilim. That's a machlokes haposkim. What the conclusion of the Bir Halacha is not so clear.
We're talking that you don't move any more than you need to in the guy's house.
No,
in shul.
No, even yeah, right.
It's the same room.
No, yeah, but here he's going for a different purpose. He's going to look at something.
Yeah, I'm going to daven. Coming to daven. My friend is 2 rows over, and I can't go there. So if I go to his living room and he's 2 feet away, I can't do that. Or maybe not. Or maybe there's a difference in here. I mean, we're saying like his mom is just going and he's not going to veer from his path to see whatever it is he needs to see at all. He's just going to like dead on him. Like,
you say, I'm going to the bookcase, and if I'm passing right by somebody.
No, but I'm talking about in the shul. Just even stand. I'm just going to shul.
Okay.
And now I'm in the shul and the guy's sitting over there. I want to go over there just say hello to him.
So that I'm not allowed to do.
So in the guy's house, when I go into the guy's house, in his house, mamish.
Once I'm in his house and he's there,
I'm allowed to go over to him and say hello? Or no, I have to go exactly to my Asik and just if he happens to be on the way, exactly that.
Let's assume he answered.
Or we're saying it's
we're
a small
saying he
room.
Answered the door. Okay, so when you're by your friend, even in the vicinity, then you can greet him in the morning as long as you don't use the word shalom. Okay, now the Mechaber continues. V'chein, also l'chro lo kishamashchim l'pischo. Okay, you're not allowed to bow. When you go to his friend, you go to your friend's house, you knock on the door to greet him, you're not going to say shalom, you're not going to say good morning, you want to bow? You're not allowed to do that. The Omrim Dekriya Asura. Okay, Afilu below Mashkin the Pisco. So we can't have a stam in the Yesh Omrim, but here the Mishabura sides with the Yesh Omrim, V'chein Yesh Lahoros, and Sivkot and Yugimbo, that you're never allowed to bow. Even if you bump into him on your way to shul, you're in the middle of davening and you don't want to talk, you can shake his hand, you can pat him on the back, you can give him a thumbs up, you cannot bow. Okay, what's called bowing exactly, I'm not getting into. I don't know. Okay, so there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. One is the only problem bowing if you go to his house specifically for that purpose, to greet him with a bow. But the Yesh Omrim is that you're not allowed to bow even if you bump into him in shul, on the way to shul. And the Mishabura sides over here with the Yesh Omrim. Now the Mechaber continues with a mitigating circumstance. Vim hitchil levarech habrachos. Let's say you started davening. You didn't say Shemoneh Esrei, but you said Berachas Hatzara. Or you said Berachas Hashachar. Does that help things? Vim hitchil levarech habrachos achar kach ein lochush kol kach. So if you've already said the brachos, so then it's not so bad. What does that mean? Mishabur Sivkot and Yudalid, Perish, the Oz Mutilichro Kishay Mashkin the Pisco. If you already say Berchas Hashachar, Berchas Hatzara at home, and you bump into him on your way to shul, then you can give a bow. But Mashkin the Pisco, but when you are going to his house to greet him, Bein Lichro, Onitzin Hashomar, Fil Hitzchab Abrachas Asa. Starting the Brachas is not going to help you. When they fight this out in the earlier post game, I think it was Rishon already fighting it out, I don't remember, maybe even the Beis Yosef. they point out that, that part of the whole makkah that the Gemara discusses is greeting people in shul in the middle of Birkas Krishma. He already said all those brachas. So what? But there's, and that's mutter.
That was mutter.
No, but that's
only
the thing. That's right.
Go to his house.
Right, that's mutter only if you don't go to his house. If you go to his house, it's going to be usher no matter what. Okay, it's not such a, I don't know if it's such a shtaka, right? Okay, so starting the brachos does not really help us. Hold on a second. Right, maybe. So maybe it does help us. Hold on. It doesn't help me when I'm asking the pisla. But if I'm on my way to shul, it could be I could bow down. It could be I could even say shalom then. Bowing seems to be worse than shalom. Maybe it does help. Meaning, I got the impression from the Mishnah is very stark. He's not so stark. He's only stark in masking the pisla. But if it's not masking the pisla, maybe it will help a little bit. 19, footnote 19. No, okay, not sure. That's a very important nekuda. I have to get back to you on that one. Vayta in the mechaber. Okay, if ain't no mashk in the pisla, now you don't go into his house. You're bumping to him on the way to shul. He sits next to you in shul. You pass by him on your way to your seat. El shapaga baderech mutter litain lo shalom. You can even greet him with a shame of shalom. V'yesh omrim shafil b'motzei chaver b'shuk. Even if you find him in the shuk, lo yomailo elat sefer demar tav. You should not use shalom. So again, it's like a stam and the yesh omrim. That if you're not mashkin the pitzlo, you're allowed to say shalom. And the Yesh Oimrim says that you should not say shalom, you should say good morning. Why? You should dafki use a different terminology so that it will remind you that you have not yet davened. The question is, how does that help us nowadays? So in footnote 20 in the Dershu, they point out that if you usually say in Yiddish a good morgen, then you should now say boker tov. And if you usually say boker tov, you should say a good morgen. You should dafka change the good morning that you are good morning a boker tov, or boker tov and good morning. You should change, before davening should be different than after davening, to remind yourself. So here again in the Mechaber, there's a stam in the Yesh Omrim. In terms of pagabo, are you allowed to give him shalom? The stam says you're allowed to give him shalom. The yeshom says you're not. Usually, stam yeshom alocha kestam. Before, when we had by the kriya, the mishabura paskin lechumra like the yeshomrim. Okay, so here we have, here the Mishabur says in two places that me'ikar adin, if you don't go to his door, you're allowed to give him shalom. Okay, that we skipped that in Sifkat on Yud. Go back to Sifkat on Yud, the second half. Ukeshabogo baderach, you bump into someone on the road. Yesh lohakya begavra alama, a very strong man that you're kind of scared of. Gamba mir shalom, you're nervous. You don't give him shalom, he's going to be insulted and you're concerned about that or worse. Okay, so you're allowed to give him shalom. You can't be mashkim the pisla, but you bump into him, you can say shalom. Because that's the stam, and stam, the stam of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's mutter to give shalom when you don't go out of your way to do it. You bump into him. Kein nira li. And then in Sifkat and Tazayim, we have the same thing. Kidei sheyitein, but so at midina mutter. Midina it's mutter to say shalom. Mikamokum nagu kadmoneiro lachre bezeh mizeh hatam. The meaning is to change the lashon so that you remember that you haven't davened yet. Vim hitzchila brachos eilochus kol kach umutter liten shalom. Right, that's what we saw before. That if you already said brachos and we're not talking about mashkim epistle, but you're on the derech, kriya is going to be mutter, and we said then kol shekein shalom should be mutter. Sounds like it's also okay. Eilochus kol kach umutter liten shalom. V'chozeh liftoch l'mal lechaver shalom. All this is talking about when you go out of your way. I mean, you're initiating. You're the shoel b'shalom chavera. The shoel umeshiv. When someone greets you, you're allowed to respond b'chol inyan. Okay, now that's like, you know, sometimes you walk by people, you know, in certain places in America, people are very, you walk by a Jew in the street on Shabbos, you say your Shabbos, he responds. Eretz Yisrael, it's not always like that. But here you see, to respond to someone who gives you shalom, it could be you're allowed to do it in the middle of davening. Okay, Lamaisa, we try not to do that. Before davening, where you're not allowed to give shalom, you are if someone greets you. So it's an important Indian to someone greets you, you respond. So kashukain when you have no, you know, just stop walking in the street and someone gives you a shalom aleichem or a good Shabbos or whatever, not to ignore them, to be a mensch and to respond properly. Okay, so let's try it again to bottom line. If you're to mashkin lepischo, just to go out of your way specifically for the purpose of greeting someone before davening is also no matter what terminology, no matter what lashon you use. If you bump into him, agav, on the way to shul, it's better. Mikra din, you're allowed to give shalom. We generally try not to. If you've already said the brachas, then you can even give shalom, or you can give a little bow. That would be okay. Bowing. Brachas Torah. What? Brachas Torah, brachas Shachar, any of the, right, those brachas. And it's going to be mutter. So, on your way to shul, if you didn't say the brachos, so that it's better not to use the terminology of shalom, even though me'ikar din, it is mutter, and therefore the Mishabura says, me'ikar din, it's mutter. So if you have a gavra alima, someone who's very strong, whatever, that you're a little nervous not to give him shalom, so then it would be mutter to give shalom in that case, because we follow the ikra din. If it's better not to, ikra din, it's going to be mutter, and therefore the two kulas are when it's a strong person that you're kind of nervous about, and the second is if you've already started the brachos. Those are the two exceptions where you would be, I don't know, allowed. Where we follow the ikra din, that you could even greet with initiate with the name of shalom. Even though generally it's preferable not to. But ikra din is mutter. Respond, you're allowed to do. You're always allowed to respond. Kishachavero shol bishlomo mutal ashir b'chol inyan.